Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
This stuff is. I've already squeezed it. Seems very much like a rubber band.
Compare it to the size of your hand or your finger so we can see how long it is.
All right, welcome back on this Tuesday. I don't know if anybody here could make out what that was. I saw this originally because I follow DC Drano. And, Richard Hirschman is the one who has the video posted. It's a video, it says, of him removing one of the strangest white fibrous clots from the right jugular vein. So this person who was recording is Nikki King, who is also an embalmer. He ended up saying that he didn't notice until he lifted the vessel up that he could feel inside the vein. He said, I only show this because people still don't believe it and ask for video evidence. What's causing this? I can't say for sure, but I didn't start seeing this until early 2021. Unfortunately, I still find strange clottings in several bodies that I embalm all the time. The video currently has about 18 million views. DC Drano on his, he's got about a million on his as a repost. It's a giant, I know you can't see it, you're only listening to it, so if you haven't seen it, it's a giant white clot. It looks like a rubber band, to be honest with you. And it was in somebody's jugular vein. He also mentioned that he didn't start seeing these clots until around 2021, which we all know what happened in 2021. It's when everybody was being force vaccinated, so makes one wonder. In a groundbreaking multinational study conducted by the Global Vaccine Data Network, researchers have shed some light on the safety of COVID-19 vaccines among a cohort of 99 million vaccinated individuals. The study, spanning multiple countries, aimed to evaluate adverse events of special interest following COVID-19 vaccinations, providing crucial insight into the vaccine safety. Some of the countries included the studies that are Denmark, New Zealand, Argentina, Canada, British Columbia, Finland, Australia, and Scotland. The study was published at the world's leading scientific publisher and data analysis company for more than 140 years, Elsevier. And the study confirms known safety signals for conditions such as myocarditis, pericarditis, Guillain-Barre syndrome, I think I said that right, and cerebral venous sinus thrombosis, while also identifying potential new safety signals that warrant further investigation. According to the results, the study covered about 99 million vaccinated individuals, analyzing the the administration of 183.5 million doses of Pfizer, 36.1 million doses of Moderna and 23 million doses of Oxford/AstraZeneca vaccines. Experts chose 13 health issues to keep a close eye on after each of their COVID-19 vaccines. To identify some of these issues, they used standardized systems such as medical codes called ICD-10. Among the issues they're focusing on are severe neurological conditions like Guillain-Barre syndrome, transverse myelitis. Why do they got to make these names so damn complicated? Listen, I know smart people want to act smart and want to sound smart, but can't we just say something that rolls off the tongue a little bit easier? The Guillain-Barre syndrome is a rare nerve disorder, by the way, and the transverse myelitis is inflammation of the spinal cord. Bell's palsy, which I've actually had before, sudden facial muscular weakness, acute dissemination. I'm not even going to try that word. A brief but widespread attack on inflammation of the brain and spinal cord, and seizures. Obviously, we all know what those are. They were also looking closely at clotting issues, including clotting in the brain veins, clotting in the abdomen veins, and lung clots, because these could be signs of rare clotting problems linked to the vaccine, low platelet counts, and specific immune responses causing low platelets. Lastly, the myocarditis, and the pedicarditis, which are types of heart inflammation, which we've heard so much about. After getting the first dose of Oxford/AstraZeneca vaccine, there was a noticeable increase in the Guillain-Barre syndrome, GBS, where the body's immune system attacked its nerves. Acute dissemination. It's called ADEM. Okay, I'm not even going to try the last one. A rare brain and spinal cord inflammation also popped up more than expected after the first dose of the Moderna vaccine. Other neurological issues like transverse myitis, spinal cord inflammation, and Bell's palsy, facial paralysis, and seizures also occurred more than usual after some doses of the vaccine. Blood clots and platelet conditions. The Oxford and AstraZeneca vaccine's first dose was linked to more cases of cerebral venous sinus thrombitis, a type of clot in the brain than expected. There was also some instances of low platelet counts and pulmonary embolism, blood clots in the lungs after some doses of the Oxford, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and Moderna vaccines. Some vaccines also led to an increase in It's a type of blood clot after certain doses, but these findings didn't signal a major safety concern according to the study criteria. However, it is all still there. And this is a fairly large study. I think this is one of the largest studies that I've seen medically, where they've had almost 100 million people studied. I mean, that's a pretty good sampling that indicates that there are definitely side effects to taking the vaccines, or if you had previously taken the vaccines. I mean, these big, large clots that they're pulling out of people, if you're not seeing them till 2021, what is the only thing that's changed since 2021? Is people being forced to get vaccinated. That's literally the only thing that's changed. What happened prior to that, and what has happened after that would be such a big change medically that all of a sudden we have all these millions upon millions of people getting all these big clots and having all these medical problems that they didn't have prior to that. It's this new form of a shot. Yeah, it's what they force gave you. And the problem is nobody likes conspiracy theories. I mean, some people enjoy them, but where I'm going with this is, all these people on the left or all these big corporations or whatever, you know, they don't want conspiracy theories being brought up about their products. Well, but they're not being transparent with their products. So that only leaves people to wonder. You guys don't want to show us any of your results. You guys don't want to give us any warnings. You guys don't want to tell us anything. You're not being upfront with anybody. So therefore, conspiracies run rampant. You know, I would say that if you look at the common sense items here, I mean, we're not having problems before, and we're only having problems after. What had changed? Well, a lot of people, you know, most of the globe was force vaccinated. Now you're having all these types of problems, and some of them are serious. You know, lung blood clots, not, a lot of people don't make it past that. Brain blood clots, was it going to give you a stroke? It's going to paralyze you. So, oh yeah, maybe you're safe from getting a virus, maybe. Maybe that gave you a 10% chance of not getting it, but now it just increased at least probably a 10% chance that you could potentially get a brain clot and have a stroke or something, and then you're an invalid. I mean, it just none of this made sense to me at the time. More and more proof is coming out now. If you remember, if you've been listening to me for years, I even said, we're not going to know for years until long-term studies are done. We only know right now short-term studies, and then you're going to get the mid studies, then you're going to get long-term studies, but we're not going to go know the true impact of people taking these shots until a decade or more from now. Well, from 2021, we're 3 years removed, and we're already starting to see all of these new scientific studies that are coming out that are showing the problems that were that existed, that we all were getting called out and blocked, and our speech was getting suppressed because we had concerns. It's all here now. The video that I played in the beginning, which you couldn't see, obviously, it just pretty gross. I gotta be honest. Yeah, I don't know what the guy died of or lady died of. They don't, you know, say. I don't believe they said it was a he or she, but they did say it was a blood clot. But whoever died, they don't show the person, and out of respect, they shouldn't. But showing just a small incision on the neck, everything else covered up, so you have no idea, you know, what the person is. And then pulling that out of their neck, my God, if that's not what they died from, I can't imagine they were going to go much longer. I mean, this thing looks like it just swelled up the whole vein. Yeah, I mean, how could any blood be flowing through there? Scary. Really scary. And God forbid you ask any questions. And when he laid it out on his hand, because she said right at the very end, if you caught it, she said she wants to see how big it is. Again, I don't know how big this man is. I don't know how big his hands are. But it went from the bottom of his palm all the way up to the top of his index finger. And it was about the width of a thick rubber band. So it's kind of scary stuff. Looked like a tapeworm, to be honest with you. It's scary stuff. And it just makes you wonder. You know, when it said Bell's palsy comes on for any reason. I don't even know why the hell I got Bell's palsy. All I know is, and this is just a complete side note, and I'm thinking, I was like, oh, Bell's palsy, yeah. I didn't even know I had it until one night I'm trying to blow out a candle. I couldn't blow the candle out for my wife. And I'm like, something is really wrong with me. I can't blow out this candle. And then the next day my wife's like, what's wrong with your face? Excuse me. I got a little bit of chest cold starting to come on. And she's like, what's wrong with your face? And I'm like, as opposed to what? A normal day? And then, yeah, my eye didn't want to close. And the one side was, I wasn't as bad as some people where I had no motion at all there. I still had some motion. But when I'd smile, my mouth would go up a little bit on the right side and everything. But I had lost quite a bit of muscular function over there. And we have no idea why. I know that we were visiting right before this happened. I was visiting in South Carolina, and I was swimming in a lake or pond over there that was behind one of the houses that we rented. I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not. You know, I mean, that was the only thing out of the normal that I did, unless it was something I ate or something I touched or who knows, but I got it. So, if the point is, if that's the most COVID did, and I mean, these shots did, I don't think that anybody be that concerned, because 90% of people get over it. Some people, it does affect for a long time. But 90% of people, a few weeks, your eyes, you're having a little mess up there. You look a little bit creepy. And then after that, you're good. But it's not. People are having serious problems from these shots. And yet, they still advertise them. They still want you to get them. Oh, COVID season's coming back around. Make sure you're up to date. Right now, we're offering your 27 shot for a discounted price. Yeah, okay. Keep your shots. Jokes. Creepy Joe. Anyways, we started off the week pretty serious yesterday. I want to play something here that CNN, they did an analyst came on and they analyzed Trump's Truth Social merger. And I want to play for you what they had to say. And I think it just lighten up the mood a little bit, maybe make it a little bit happier than it usually is. Here it is.
Category, is there any good financial news for Trump?
Yeah, so very interesting. And Audie, in fact, was the one who pointed this out to me. Trump's Truth Social share worth. So back in 2022, it was about $700 million. Last year, it was less than $100 million. But there's this idea, essentially, that Truth Social will, in fact, be able to go public. And how much would Trump's shares be worth if it does, in fact, go public? it could be upwards of $4 billion. That's billion with a B, not million with an M. Now, of course, keep in mind that Trump can't sell these stocks for another 6 months. But the fact is, we've had all this bad news for Trump. This could be good financial news for Donald Trump. Harriet.
Now, I would just like to say, I think that that is fantastic. I hope that does happen for him. Now, you could take what I say with a grain of salt here. You can probably say to me, come on, man, or not. It's up to you. But I think Trump is owed the money. I'm going to be honest with you. I think if he gets $4 billion out of that deal, I think he's deserved that money. Because the way that they have dragged this man through the mud, he's the only president in recent history that went into the White House and came out poorer, not richer. I mean, this man is giving his money. He's losing his fortune to try to help save this country. So do I think that he should get a pat on the back and have a big win and get a nice big hit for himself like that? I absolutely do. Now, you can take that for whatever you want. You can say, Joe, he's already a billionaire. Joe, how much more money does he need, man? Well, I get it. I understand. But at the end of the day, they have literally tried to punish this man. They have tried to hurt him financially. They have tried to hurt his reputation. I mean, they have in some cases. They've definitely hurt him financially, and they definitely damaged his reputation in some certain cases. And they have just come out there to demonize this man and destroy him and destroy his family. And at a minimum, he should be able to recuperate what he lost. And if he gets more than that because he's a savvy businessman, I'm a capitalist, I'm all for it. Yeah. So I hope that on his end, that will happen. That's going to drive the Democrats insane. I mean, insane. If it goes public, he's got to hold on to it for a certain amount of time. But that means that he could potentially sell and go into the White House $4 billion richer. Because you know he's going to come out a little bit poorer. But at least maybe, you know, $1 billion he's got to give up. He's plus three in the game still. So good for him. I thought we might want to throw that little happy note in there for Trump. The poor guys get enough bad news as it is because all they do is attack that poor bastard. So, good for him. All right. We didn't talk about this, but the suspect in the Minnesota cop killing is a left-wing felon barred from owning guns. Big surprise. Gooden was convicted of felony assault charges in 08 and had his gun rights stripped away at the time. The reason that you're probably not hearing a whole lot about this is, surprise, surprise, Shannon Gooden is the alleged Minnesota shooter, and he's black. Okay, so that's why you probably haven't heard a whole lot about this, because it doesn't fit the narrative. If any time that a white cop shoots a black person, whether it's justified or not justified, it's a problem. Anytime a black person kills a white cop, because it doesn't fit the narrative, not much is said about it. Shannon was a big supporter of Barack Obama and definitely criticized other people that did not like him. Even though he was barred from having guns, he had multiple posts up on X, formerly known as Twitter, of him at gun ranges, regardless, just disobeying the rule of law. Big surprise. I think this proves two points. One, if a bad guy wants to commit a crime, regardless of whether or not he's legally allowed to possess a firearm, he will get that firearm and commit whatever crime he's going to doing. So all the gun laws in the world could have never stopped what just happened there. Okay, because he's not even supposed to own one. You know, he's on a list. He's going to be registered. If he tried to buy that anywhere, they would shut him down. You can't own that gun. So there you go. Number one, if a bad person wants to do something wrong, they're going to do it, because that's what criminals do. They do not follow the law. And that doesn't fit the left's narrative at all, so they certainly don't want to talk about that. And number two, it's a mental health issue. There's obviously something wrong with this guy that he would end up killing two police officers and a firefighter. There's a problem there. There's a mental issue problem there, which is what we've been saying since the beginning. Look at all of the shooters, the mass shooters as of recent. Has anybody noticed the trend of a lot of these mass shooters are all people that are either gender fluid or non-binary, or they're transgender, or they're something of that nature? Somewhere in that alphabet community, they're somewhere in there. Mental disorder. Criminals don't follow the law. They're going to get guns any way they can. So you can hurt all of us responsible gun owners as much as you like. You strip of us of all of our protection. But these people are still going to do whatever the hell they want to do. And number two, it does take a sick individual to do what this man did. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation. That is where it's at. So I hope people are paying attention. I hope some people are seeing this. The media is certainly not going to report on this. This is going to be a forgotten situation because, again, it doesn't line up with their narrative. But hopefully there are some people that are, this is still getting through to, and people are seeing this, because these are the types of stories that are important to drive home the points that all of us have been trying to make for years and years and years. This is the one that shows it all. Criminal, disobeying the law, gets a gun anyways, mental problems, shoots the person. Wasn't the gun, was the person. Okay, laws didn't do anything. Yeah, how many laws you got in place? And I don't even know what Minnesota's laws are. They might even have worse, more restrictive laws than we got here. I don't know. Okay, but at the end of the day, yeah, it's not about the gun. It's about the people.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.